From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's long-distance run with structural adjustment enters the critical phase.
Adjustment is like running a marathon. The last mile is even harder than the 25 that went before it.
Venezuela joins Trinidad and Tobago in calling for an end to the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba, and Barbados manufacturers call off a shutdown of the sector. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley has been re-elected unopposed as president of the ruling People's National Party. But, as Gary Allen reports from Kingston, while this move has lessened speculation that Mr. Manley will soon retire, it hasn't put a complete end to it.
The 66-year-old Mr. Manley reportedly laid to rest questions about his health and told party followers who raised the matter at the private session of the party's annual congress on the weekend that he was physically fit and ready to take on the challenges of a second half of his five-year term. The fact that Manley retained the position unopposed has not removed speculation. Sources within the Congress say that the matter was only briefly dealt with by delegates, many of whom still think, and some of them say, that they fear that Mr. Manley will step down before the next party Congress.